How long can Richmond supporters tolerate what happens there at their club?
How long? Well, they have to. They've tolerated it for so long. This game this Saturday is just enormous.
If they don't make finals this year, the Tigers,
yep.
Is that it? We start again with Richmond?
No, they can't start again. They've just got to keep working and improving. You can't sort of...
No. You can start again. You can, as Rocket said, and as a lot of coaches say, you get to a point and you go, well, is Trent Cotchin going to be there in 4 years? Half our players going to be there in 5 years when we win a premiership? Probably not. Maybe we need to start being aggressive at the trade table, start, you know, getting rid of a few players, get some younger players in. Yeah, if you want to be brutally honest about Richmond, they've got a dozen really good players. The depth goes down pretty quickly.
They haven't got enough talent.
They haven't got enough talent. Right. So you just can't go and buy talent. You just can't go and bring it unless you give away some
good
players.
If they don't make the finals, should Damien Hardwick stay as coach?
No, I don't think so. I loved him, and we had him in here. I tipped him to win the flag. I had real belief in them this year. But that would not be acceptable. You know, to have gone to finals for 2 years, have a list that we think is capable of playing footy.
Are they? Is it?
No,
Did we get overawed last year when they come home and by winning 9? They were 3-10 when the pressure was on. When the pressure was on, they were 3-10.
When the season was hot, they were 3-10. That's a really good point, Robbo. Brendan Gale has had a word about the Tigers, their lack of talent on Footy Classified. Let's have a listen.
As we have always maintained, there is no quick fix and there are no shortcuts.
Well, it's certainly not quick.
And we are doing this, in a very methodical, measured fashion. I reckon, at best, at full strength, we're a reasonable football team. Well, we're not a great football team, we're a reasonable football team. But when we don't have our best out in the park, we have injuries, I think we fall away talent-wise. That's not an excuse, that is what it is.
Well, he's identified it. So they clearly don't run deep enough.
They don't. So they've got to keep their good players and try and improve that depth.
But they've had a great run with injuries on those players. Brett Deledio hadn't missed a game up until pretty much this year. Like, he'd had an enormous run.
Started last
Trent Cotchin plays pretty much each week. Jack Revol plays pretty much each week. Alex Rance plays... Well, he missed a little bit of footy, but...
Not last year.
Yeah, they... And we've seen this many times. Hawthorn are defined not by players 1 to 10. They're defined by players 15 to 30. That's why they're a good side. Port Adelaide the same. Sydney the same. Well, Sydney not so much because they've had a... You know, they've always had a really deep 25.
Yeah, they have.
But other sides, you have a look at Essendon now. Essendon bat a lot deeper than what they did 2 years ago. Mm. So Richmond, as much as the holes that they've plugged in the last 3 years, probably almost as a consequence, they haven't been able to get the depth that they need to really sustain, you know, long injuries and big injuries.
Why did they go after Jack Chengrove? The guy, he's got a bung foot, and hopefully it's navicular. So hopefully it gets right, and he comes back and plays.
Yeah,
he lost all his speed. He's a hard nut, and he was struggling with the speed of the game. And Richmond were considering him.
It's a good.
It's a really odd thing.
It's a really good question.